611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion.
So, brothers and sisters, peace be with you. And brothers and sisters watching online, peace be with you. I'm so pleased to see the youth from all over the world. And then you made it to Morning Devotion. Well done. In the name of Jesus, I bless you that you will receive a lot and then get to know people from, make friends from all over the world. So today we're reading 1 Corinthians chapter 3. It's a special church here. Very special church. To us, we think that it's a very good church. They are eloquent, they are knowledgeable, and then they are rich in everything. Wow, how excellent is that? Outstanding. And they lack no special gift. To many of us, a good church is like that. A church should not be poor, and you didn't have many gifts. We think like that. But actually, this church is very problematic. That's why Paul keeps writing to this church. So he has written four letters. Only two were kept. This is the first one, 1 Corinthians. My title for today is, O Church, Grow Up and Mature. Oh, church, grow up and mature. That means we must grow up and mature. A church that is eloquent, filled with knowledge, they are just babes. Verses 1 to 4. Do not stay as babes in Christ. Do not stay as babes in Christ. Verse 1, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but to carnal as to babes in Christ. So here Paul says that they are just babes. So it's a baby church. Now, the use of a word is quite, the choice of word is interesting. Carnal. Verse 3, you are still carnal. But it's a bit different. The carnal in verse 1 is quite, it's a hard word. It belongs to meat, just flesh. Just a piece of meat. But carnal in verse 3, that means that you are controlled by your flesh. Why do you eat this? Because I'm hungry, right? Why do you want to sleep? Because I'm tired. Many things you do are for your fleshly needs. So carnal in verse 3. So this is the baby stage. Three characteristics. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able. Verse 2. So babies only drink milk. They cannot eat solid food. Where does milk come from? From the mother. So the mother eats, the mother digests, and then produces breast milk, and that's how the baby is fed. The first characteristic of babes is they do not have appetite to read the Bible. You cannot read the Bible yourselves. You have insights, and that helps you. Now, how do you receive nutrients? You listen to sermon or listen to testimony or flip around different YouTube channels. So you just listen to other people. You listen to what other people have digested. I'm not saying that you should not listen to a sermon or a testimony. That's not my point. When we want to know God, we only know God through a sermon, testimony, or spiritual songs. Now, these are babes, baby stage. Because you are unable to chew your food and digest it. And you cannot obtain any insights from the Word of God. Now, this is a process that we all go through, because all babies drink milk. Drink milk is natural, right? But if you are a teenager, you still drink milk. Now, that's not right. When my youngest son was born, the older son is 3.5 years older than the younger son, so he didn't drink milk when the younger son was born. And then my older son asked for another bottle of milk while we made the milk for the younger one. He wants to remember that childhood memory or babyhood memory. Of course, we will give them. But all this year, you only drink milk. Now, that is wrong, because you rely on others. The second characteristic of a baby, verse 3, you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? The second characteristic is self-centered. Why did the baby cry? They're hungry. I have needs. I wet my nappies. I'm uncomfortable. Come and solve my problems. There's self-centeredness. Everything revolves around my needs. Under the self-centeredness is about me, me, and me. I want. I want to get. Everything you do is for yourself. Then what will happen if you do that? There are envy, strife, and divisions. Why do you envy others? You other people have something you don't. You want to get what other people have. Well, if I don't have, you don't think about getting it. That's envy. Strive is like something that I will fight for it. Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Verse 3. The capacity of a man, of a church, depends whether they are self-centered or not. It's not that, okay, you go to Bible school and you are a preacher, then you are not self-centered. No, that's not the case. I remember that when we first started full-time ministry, I was in seminary, then I was arguing with my wife, and the whole seminary knew about our argument. Because we brought one of our sons there. When I was going to classes, my wife is looking after the son. And then after the class, I need to do homework, and then my wife's still looking after the baby. But to my wife, okay, I look after the son when you go to class. Now you are off the class, it should be your turn. She wants to pursue God as well. Our relationship was not good. It was not obvious at first, but later on, everyone knows. And then the teachers came and find out what happened. Was so easy, right? You are striving for spiritual gains. You are not striving for money. You lay down everything of the world. But spiritually, you are striving. So he's straight to cut to the point. You need to know the nature. If you are self-centered, however long you have been a Christian, it doesn't matter. Whether you are a preacher or not, it doesn't matter. Because you keep fighting, striving. The third characteristics. For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? That means we are divided. We gang up. Why do you want to divide and then gang up? You do it for yourself. So I joined a chess club when I was in secondary school. Why did I join chess club? I want to get better. It's for yourself, right? I am of the chess club. And then I need to go to serve in the military after university. And then I need to choose whether to join the National Party. I need to pay $50. I heard that if you are a party member, you are in military, you got favors. Then, of course, I just pay the $50, right? Why did I join that party? For my own sake. Okay, I'm not saying that if other people join the party, they have problems. No, that's not what I mean. Don't overread my message, okay? When I read the scripture, it reminds me of my past. So I joined the party, I paid $50, but it has nothing to do with me ever since. Why are we divided? Oh, I am of Paul. No, I am of Apollos. I am better. So we are just like the world. Don't be still stay as a baby after coming to Christ. We have no appetite for Bible reading. We are self-centered, and then we are divided. We gang up. Maybe we are Christians for a few decades, we are still babes. Our church must grow up and mature. The second paragraph, verses 5 to 17. If a church is a babe, the first point they cannot differentiate planting, watering, and then the work of God. They are divided. And even Paul was involved. Well, got dragged into it. Verse 5, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believe as the Lord gave to each one? So ministers are slaves. We are just slaves. Then why do you have to fight? No, we don't have to classify like this. As the Lord gave to each one. Verse 6, I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase. I planted Apollos water. These are the past tense. But gave the increase. Original text is a present continuous tense. When we plant a plant, we plant the seed. We must plant the seed. Does it mean it always sprouts after we plant the seed? No, not necessarily. Yeah, after you plant it, you must water it. After you water it, does it always grow? Not necessarily. Some people just, you know, water the plant to death, too much water. Only God will grow the plant. You plant, you water, what's so special about it? What's the big deal? So in 611, there was a time that we highly regard spiritual gifts. Wow, it's so good to have gifts. But later on, we get frustrated. You realize prophecy cannot solve all the problems. You realize healing and deliverance cannot solve all the problems. You think that healing and deliverance is a cure for all. No. Chasing the root is a cure for all. No. You think, I read the Bible and then my life will be changed. Oh, no. And then you think, okay, I will focus on my discipleship and then my life will change. Oh, no. If you are interested in reading the Bible, just be the Bible teacher. If you are interested in your sheep, then just focus on your discipleship. If you focus on the unsaved soul, then just go and evangelize. We do what we should. From the gifts God gives us, we need to work with one another. Because we are all different mentally, that they're in different journey as well. Some people, they focus on what they want to know what God wants to do. They don't want to do anything else. And sometimes they don't want to know God. They just want someone to hear them and then take them to meals. And sometimes they need the truth. And sometimes they're too bored. That's why they have a lot of problems. Everyone is different. Only God will give the increase. You don't know why they come to Christ. You don't know why suddenly they're passionate. We do not understand. Because this is the life, the mystery of life. How you grow, you don't know. so women got married and then got pregnant, do not drink coffee, go to bed early. They have all kinds of ways to have healthy babies, right? If you say that, you know, the baby is growing the heart style and you need to be careful. They say, how can I be careful? What can I be careful? Or, the nervous system is growing right now, but you don't know what to do, do you? God doesn't want you to know. That's why it's hide in the belly. You do not need to know. This is about life. It's a line that human cannot cross. We do not understand the mystery of life. And we do not understand the mystery of the spiritual things. The one who plants, the one who waters, they just do their parts. Nothing special about it. So in church, we do not need to exalt who and who. They are ministers only. They cannot grow people. They cannot grow the church. We simply work with God, partners with God. That's all we do. It's not like, okay, I partner with God, so I need approval of God. Whatever God wants to do, He tells us, and then we follow. Planting, watering, and the work of God. We need to be able to tell them apart. If we can tell them apart, we won't exalt anything. Verse 8, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Okay, he received his own reward according to his labor, not according to his own outcomes. The outcomes do not depend on you. It's God who growed it. Increase it. So the main thing is whether we are faithful in laboring and giving before God. That's how we receive our reward. Verse 10. Verse 12, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. How do you know that whether your work is gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw? What? That means what you do is of God's attributes, but also God's trials. But man, you are willing, you are faithfully giving. Wood, hay, and straw are your own effort, even worldly method. After fire, nothing is left. Now we live on earth, and after we have learned a lot from the world, then we came to Christ. So we have a lot of influence from the world. And we use a lot of the worldly ways. I was good at it before, in the past. And then after a while, God said, do not do this. the worldly methods, publicity, you know, PR, I was good at it. Okay, it's my personal experience. Don't read too much into it. So once I held a conference, then you want to have, you want to make some clothes, then you can sell it. 2002. So we make some clothing for the conference. I'm not saying about anything. I want you to understand this deeper. So I asked God, and God said, God said, do not sell T-shirt. I said, okay, I don't sell T-shirt. I don't sell T-shirt. I found another sister to sell T-shirt. You are in charge, okay? That's okay. I don't sell. It's another sister. I couldn't really discern at that time. So that sister, of course, worked on it. So she spent much time, a lot of details. Three days before the conference, she called me. God said, we should not sell any T-shirt. And then I was like, oh no, that's the case. There may be a lot of your work are wood, straw, and hay. Wood, hay, and straw. As you keep interacting with God, a lot of your faith that are displeasing with God will be dealt with. You stand on the post given by God, then you are faithful and God considers it good. You try to do a lot, but it's in vain. The work will be exposed. But we will be saved still. But all our work will be burned. May God help us. We need to know that what we want to do may not be what God wants us to do. We have done a lot, but we cannot guarantee that the life may grow. So you say, I belong to this group or that group, that's in vain, that's useless. The third paragraph, verses 18 to 23. Do not build the church with worldly wisdom. Do not build church with worldly wisdom. Verse 18, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you who seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Many people say that I'm quite smart because I am a consultant. So you need to pay to receive my advice. No, it's not you who pay the charge. It's the manager who will pay. So when I first came to church, I couldn't get used to it. I said, is it talking about me? I know that, yes, it is. What I understand is the worldly wisdom and the reasoning cannot understand the spiritual things. worldly wisdom and the reasoning, we cannot understand the future thing, the spiritual things. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. How can your plan not be at fault? There will be problems of your plan. The spiritual man knows all things. But if we just use our brain, we will not understand. We didn't even know when the pandemic, before the pandemic hit. I watched the news yesterday. There is a volcano, there is an earthquake in Russia, and then it's like magnitude, like 6, 8. And after that, 7 other volcanoes were also exploded. How do you know? You didn't know at all. You didn't know the pandemic was going to hit. You didn't know if the pandemic will hit us again. You don't know this. How can your judgment be correct? They are wrong. You need to understand it deeply. God will not tell you everything. You only know when the pillar of cloud, pillar of fire move, when you wake up the next day. We just take one day at a time. That's it. The 5 years, 10 years plan is self-deceiving. That's true. When the pandemic hit us, everyone asked, when will this end? All the expert forecasts was wrong. Because I analyzed all the forecasts right at the beginning, and I look back, they're all wrong. Even a lot of prophecies were wrong. After Feast of Tabernacle, after or the Resurrection Day, no one knows. When we do long-term planning, by nature, it is not right. The accuracy may be like 50 or 60%. That's how accurate your plan may be, the best case scenario. Basically, it's a random guess. You just random guess. So day by day, we follow God. We are not good at the spiritual things. We seek God, we follow, and that's it. Our church must grow. We ask God to help us. We need to have good appetite for the Word of God and then give more. Do not be self-centered. What we can do is just to be faithful, and we leave the rest to God. May God help us. That's the end of our message today.
Okay, so today actually we have a prayer team to walk around the Panda Hotel to have the prayer walk. So if you are the team members, please come out. Okay. So if you are the one to join this prayer team, please come out to be anointed. Okay, so dear Lord Jesus, we commit this prayer walk team onto your hands. Lord, please, your precious blood cover them. Yes, Lord, you also send the guardian angels to surround them. And we pray, Yeah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we drive away the spirits of death, the spirits of depression. Yes, Lord, please protect them. So when they walk around and pray, Lord, the spirits of revelation come upon them so that they can see the spiritual realm, that they can really pray for this place, to pray for your peace upon this place. Yes, Lord, you listen to our prayer in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Okay. So, brothers and sisters, shall we praise and worship our God as we belong to God? We do not belong to this world. Amen. Shall we give a big round of applause to our Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah, Lord, we give thanks to you. So, brothers and sisters, shall we give thanks to God because we are sanctified, because we have Jesus, and that's why we do not belong to this world, and instead we are the people of God. So, shall we give thanks to our God right now? So, as we are the people of God, shall we give thanks to God right now? Shall we praise God for His grace in our lives? Shall we praise God for His grace in our families? Shall we praise God for His blessings? Yeah, dear Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you. We give thanks, Lord Father, that you choose us. So you know that every one of us standing here, may they are on site or maybe for those they are online, all every one of us belongs to you. We are your people. And because of your choice and because of your selection, because of your love, and we know that today we belong to you. And so that's why we know that we are sanctified. So every one of us is picked by you, because of your love. So brothers and sisters, now with the following time, so we ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate us, possibly in our lives, that the certain aspects of our lives, we still remain the stage of baby. So I know that for those that today you come for the morning devotion, so I believe that all of you do have the desire for the Lord, be that you are the young people or the adults. I believe that every one of you got the desire for the Lord. But yet, in the certain aspects of our lives, do we still remain very self-centered? Do we still remain very self-centered? We just do all the things according to our needs, according to our impulse. Please take a seat. So may God come upon us, shine upon us. When you come to the church, perhaps you come to the church just to seek the approval from people, or maybe because your friends come, so that's why you follow. Do we genuinely have the true desire for the words of God and for God? So you know that every one of us can still have a lot of room to grow. So for example, maybe when we read the Bible, or maybe when we read the Bible, we just read it by routine, we do not really have the appetite for it. So the more we read, especially when we come to the difficult parts, we might feel very bored, we do not find it relevant to our lives, then we just close the Bible. And the Word of God, and that's why the Word of God cannot come into our hearts. So, Holy Spirit, please come. Please come and illuminate us. Yes, Lord, we are right here. Yes, Lord, we are right here. Yes, but Holy Spirit, you know that the certain parts of our lives are not here. Our heart is not here. And we do not really stay aligned with you at all. So, Holy Spirit, please come and show us. Help us, Lord. You can whisper to God, God, please forgive me. Yes, Lord, please forgive me. Yes, I admit that my desire for you, my desire for the words of God is not enough. Very often I'm very self-centered. I just look at I focus a lot on a lot of people's, how they look at me. So Lord, please forgive me. Yes, I receive you as my personal personal savior, but very often I'm still very self-centered. Yes, Lord, please come and save me and forgive me and help me. Yes, Holy Spirit, come and shine upon us. Yes, we confess. So while in our growing process journey, this world, our teachers, our authority, or maybe whatever we do, or whatever decision that we make, we just do it, we just make it according to our perspective. We do it for the sake of our own benefit. But today you tell us that all these things, when we continue to do all these things, we just remain at the stage of the baby. So it doesn't really help us to grow. So Lord, please help us to grow, to have the breakthrough. So let the Holy Spirit continue to remind us in what areas that we are still very self-centered, and ask God to help us so that we will not remain to be the baby anymore, so that we will not remain self-focused and self-centered anymore. Let the love of God continue to change us. Yes, Lord, help us. Yes, Lord, we give thanks to you. Yes, Lord, you are the one to awaken our soul. So you let us know that whatever we do, if we do not put you in the first place in our lives, Lord, please remind us, please guide us, please alert us, so that whatever decision that we make in our lives and whatever that we do in our lives, we still put you as the focus, as the center of our lives. Shall we all stand up and worship our God together? Yes, Lord, you are our center. Yes, so this is our prayer. Please guide us. Yes, Lord. Yeah, you are everything to us. Hallelujah. Yes, you are all to us. So brothers and sisters, shall we all pair up to pray. So what do we pray for? So for those who, so because the Bible say that the purpose, because the Bible say that the people who plant or the people who water, they are not important. Actually, what more important is the Lord who himself to make things grow. So now what we need to pray for about, we pray that we continue to stay humble, because there's nothing, nothing that we can do is out of our wisdom, out of our experience. And instead, let us continue to turn to our God for his wisdom, for his help. So we do not need to resort to our own strength, our own wisdom. So we just use, okay, don't look at ourselves, don't resort to the ways of the world. And instead, we ask God to help us and we focus on God. Shall we pray now? Yes, Heavenly Father, you say. So, Apollos watered, and some people planted a seed, but God has been making it grow. So, Lord Father, we really pray that every one of us, we do not resort to the ways of the world. We do not resort to the perspective of the world. And instead, we need to learn to put on the perspective of God, that we try to look at the things, to do God's work with the perspective of God and with the word of God. So brothers and sisters, and the words of God tells us that we should not use the worldly wisdom to plant the church or to build the church. Possibly you are not planting the church or building the church right now, but right now you are planting your family, you are building your family. You might be still resorting to a lot of ways of the world. But today, God really reminds us that we should not use the wisdom of God even to build our own family. So shall we all stand up and we really pray and we ask God. We ask God for the spirit of wisdom, for the spirit of understanding to be upon us so that we really follow the guidance of God to plant, to build our own family, to build our own cell group, to build the church as well. So you can pray in tongue, you can pray in words. Hallelujah, Shambhala, da 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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we call upon you that you are with us today, Lord Father, that we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in whatever we do, rather than on our own wisdom, on our own experience or knowledge. Yes, Holy Spirit, come and fill us right now. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, come upon us, fill us right now. Yes, Lord, we know that we should not depend on ourselves. We should depend on you more and more in our lives. Yes, Lord, please, Holy Spirit, come and pour upon us. So just now, Pastor Jason shared that he used to be a consultant. So you know, whenever he talked to people, he needed to charge. And then right after that, a lot of young people gave a very strong response. But I pray and I bless all of you, the young people, you will become like this. You will become like a Joseph, and you become the consultant with the words of God, so that every people, when they look at you, they know that you have God in your life. So just like Joseph, he used to be mistreated. He used to be accused falsely. He used to be put in the prison. But yeah, all the ways he puts his fear, he keeps his fear in his heart, and he kept following God. He kept following the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and that's why he understand God, and he understand his journey, and that's why finally Joseph can really become the top official in Egypt. So brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless every one of you that you belong to Christ, and Christ belong to God, and that's why you also belong to the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit belongs to God, and so may the Holy Spirit down in your lives. So when the world, when other people walk in this world, for those who belongs to God, for those the people of God belongs to God, and they have lights. They have lights in their lives, and even they have the aura over their head. So the light of God shine upon them, and that's why they are sanctified. That's why they are set apart from the world. Even though we are still living in this world, And God's light is upon us. And God's light shine upon our hearts. What can help us to stay away from being the baby forever? That is by the power of the Holy Spirit. So may you continue to listen to more of the Holy Spirit. so that you can understand and you can take Holy Spirit as the master of your lives. Strive to follow him. Strive to follow the Holy Spirit, to learn from him, so that you can guard the spirit of the wisdom from God. So whatever you say can cast an impact and influence upon those people who are willing to listen. May God bless every one of you. That's the end of the morning devotion.